If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
All right, there are two types of people in this world. People who do this and the people who just sit their butt down and wait. All right, so we all know what happens when a plane lands. Everybody is excited to get off the plane, right? Whether you're going home for a visit, whether you're going to visit a friend, whether you're on vacation, nobody likes the waiting part of flying, right? That's the least, you're right, the least fun part. So when it finally comes to an end and we land and the seatbelt belt light goes off, there are always those people who stand up right away.
Oh, yeah, like right? Clockwork. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people who clap, too, but
yeah.
It's like a thing.
Only in Quebec.
I'm like, why are you clapping?
I know. I always feel so mortified when people are clapping around me. Okay, anyway, those people who stand up right away, and I'm like, where are you going? And some people will stand and they'll wait their turn in their seat, even though they're standing above their seat. But then there are some people who just make a beeline to the front of the plane right away, in front of everybody else, in front of everybody who's around them, right? And I had a flight this weekend, and I've never seen this happen before. There was a man who he's like, excuse me, I'm going to get by you. I'm going to go ahead. And he pushes ahead of me. I'm like, okay, go ahead, help yourself. And then the seat in front of me. But then the whole plane had standed up and everybody was in the aisle, so he couldn't get through. And so he's like, oh my gosh. And the door was not even open yet. And he starts yelling at people. He said, come on, guys, you might not have anywhere to go, but I've got a plane to catch. And I'm like, excuse me.
You're not going anywhere.
Excuse me, Daryl. I don't know if that's your name, but Daryl, sit down. And another man said to him, I looked at this girl behind me and we were just looking at each other like laughing. Our faces were turning red. And another man said, like, dude, the door is not even open yet. I don't know where you want these people to go. And he's freaking out about missing his
flight.
These
people kill me. It's like the world evolves around them.
Yeah.
You know, they're the same people who don't hold doors, don't give up their seat for anybody on the metro. They're in a box.
So are you saying that you would never say anything to confront someone who's being a little obnoxious like
No. Okay. I had a little misstep actually this past weekend also in the airport, which is weird. It's odd that you bring that up because I was waiting in the lineup to get on the plane and for them to check my boarding pass and everything. And this like really attractive man comes and like gets right in front of me in the lineup. Like there was a huge lineup behind me. And I don't know why, because I would never say anything, but something, I don't know.
You have no idea why?
In me, I have no idea why. I said to him, no, it's not a good story. I said to him, I've been waiting here. And then he's like, I was here before too. I just had to like, it's all good. And then I'm like, he is so attractive. Like, this is why I'm single. Why did I have to say that out loud? Like, I'm suddenly the lineup police.
Did you freeze up too?
I felt like a freaking idiot. Yes. So I think I was annoyed. I had to get to the airport in a snowstorm. Everything seemed really like stressful and anxiety inducing. And I think I was just in like a bit of a mood. So I was just like, you're just going to come in here and walk in front of me. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, flirting really does not come natural to you.
We've seen her.
Back of the line.
As far as saying something to somebody on the plane, though, for getting up and butting in front of the line, no. Because you know what? I know this is so cliche, but you really never know what people are going through. And I know that's for true. A fact that my intuition tells me, so that's not so much a fact as a feeling, but I know that I've been sitting beside people or on planes with people who are going home to like bury a loved one, that there's been a death in the family, or somebody has some sort of extreme social anxiety. So the idea of being in the back of a plane when everybody's standing up can be too much for them. So I'm like, go ahead. If you can make it to the front of the plane, I'm good. You go ahead. But then there's this stressed out business guy who just doesn't care about anybody who just doesn't care and is like, I'm going to get to the front of the line. I don't care. So I tend not to say anything for that reason.
It's true. You never know what people are going through. But again, until those doors are open, you're not going anywhere. I mean, you're really inconveniencing everyone.
Has he been on a flight before? Yeah. Like, you should know how it works. Okay. And we actually have a flight attendant on the phone. Jessica, hi.
Well, I'm a flight attendant for WestJet. Okay. So usually when you have a connection close, we have all the lists before the captain give it to us. So if your connection is in the 30 minutes, we will call your name first, and we got to say that you can disembark first. And after that, the people follow. So if we don't make that call, that means we're holding the plane for you. They will wait for you, or you have time to make a connection. Oh. So that man was like a little bit too much. He said that he had his plane. Like,
I've never heard that happen before. But I have to ask, as a flight attendant, what do you think of the people who just like rush to the front of the plane as soon as it lands?
Well, until the door is not open, you can't do anything. And actually, when the door is open, like this. It's pretty quick. Like, people want to leave, so the line just goes straight. So, yeah.
So settle down.
You don't have a problem. Yeah, exactly.
You laugh at them behind their backs, right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, and I don't know, even if you're not the type to rush to the head of the plane, which I'm not, I can't help but notice once a certain amount of people on the plane are standing up, I feel like I need to stand up.
Yeah, I do too.
And I don't want to be in the aisle because I don't want to be in the way, so I always find myself like awkwardly leaning on my seat, you know?
And I mean, I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'11", but when I stand up in my seat, my head like doesn't, I can't extend my head, so my neck's all crooked.
Yeah, me too, and I'm sort of like kneeling on the seat. I don't, and I'm in my head, I'm like, why are we standing? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we have time, but there's actually a reason for that.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently the psychology of queuing is contagious. So anywhere we see a queue or a line, we feel impelled to join. The moment we see someone edging to the front of anything, even though our logical brain tells us there's going to be no difference, like we know that we're going to go down, and if you've checked luggage, even if you're the last person getting off the plane, you're still going to be waiting there outside the around the luggage carousel, right? But we know there's no difference logically to wait or queue, but the fear of missing out is that like FOMO takes over, so that's why we end up standing.
Well, you see like groups of people and you're like, okay, I gotta go see what they're looking at. There's a line. You're like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Right? It probably kind of explains why I always take the longest line at Costco. I'm like, why do I always choose the longest line? Because I think I'm just drawn to the queue.
Or you're not that bright.
One or the other.
Yeah.
All right.
Seems like common sense that you go to the shortest lineup, in my opinion.
You would think.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Is Ariana Grande a song stealer?
Rihanna.
Would she? Okay, right
Say
now
it is.
Thief. It is like last year and I think this year as well, the year of Ariana Grande. I know she's been through a lot, but her name's on everybody's lips. She's shot to like superstardom, right? So she has a new song. It is called Seven Rings, and she calls this song a friendship anthem. She said she was having a tough day in New York City. Her and her friends went to Tiffany's. They had too much champagne and she bought everybody rings, and it was really funny. And as they were leaving, one of her friends was like, you got to make a song out of this. And so she did. And that song is called Seven Rings because she's super rich and bought seven rings at Tiffany's.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so the song is definitely like pays homage to Julie Andrews' classic from The Sound of Music, My Favorite Things from 1972. Okay, so this is the beginning of Ariana Grande's new song, Seven Rings. Take a listen.
Yeah, breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
You can hear it,
of
right?
Course.
Okay.
Yeah,
and really. Then the Julie Andrews version, of course.
Cream colored ponies and crisp apples.
A little different.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite.
Did she admit that that was like.
Yes, it's very obvious.
That's blatant, yeah.
Yeah, that is very blatantly. I like to say you're giving kudos to a song, right?
For sure.
You know, so she's going back in the day.
Plagiarism, kudos, whatever.
Yeah. However. People do this all the time.
I know.
People do this all the time. They do that all the time when it's very obvious. Mm-hmm. But now Soulja Boy is saying that Ariana Grande ripped off his song, Pretty Boy Swag. He's asking her for credit, period. He said, I want credit because you stole my song.
Not money, just credit.
Credit, exactly.
Just credit.
Well, I mean, with the song, credit comes some money from royalties,
money,
I think. Okay, so as we get into the chorus of Ariana Grande's song, Seven Rings, this is what it sounds like. Okay. Are you liking it?
Yeah, I'm digging it, man. Got a nice vibe.
I love Ariana right now. Okay, and this is the Soulja Boy. Sorry, his name is Soulja Boy, tell him. And his song that he says Ariana Grande ripped off is called Pretty Boy Swag.
This right here is my swag. All the girls are on me swag.
Can we have the Ariana Grande one again? What do you think?
I mean, yes, they sound similar, but isn't all trap music supposed to sound the same?
No, I don't think it is.
I heard somewhere that it's supposed to.
I don't think he has a case. I really don't. Like, there are slight similarities, but...
You don't think?
I don't think he's got a case.
I mean,
he might as well try, right?
He might as well try. We're talking about him. We haven't talked about Soulja Boy in a minute. There's also a rapper named Princess Nokia says she ripped off her song, one of her songs as well. And get this, 2 Chainz also notes that the chorus echoes... his song called Spend It as well. So basically everybody's saying Ariana Grande stole that song from me.
Usually get one accusation, but to have more accusations is rare.
It's becoming so common.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
Okay, I'm going to teach you how to resist a junk food craving in just 2 minutes, okay? It's really easy. Ideally, we would have some pizza or a burger here right now, but we don't have any pizza or burgers.
That would be nice.
We did bring some junk food. What did you bring?
Crispers. Some barbecue crispers.
Oh, that takes me back.
I'm a big fan of the crispers.
Yeah.
Oh,
so delicious. Used to kill those like after school.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so.
What we thought was a healthy snack back in the day.
Yeah, come on.
They're crackers.
We thought they were crackers. I think they're worse than chips, maybe, too.
Oh, for sure they are. Absolutely.
Okay, so there's new research that shows that sniffing junk food, ideally a burger or some pizza, but any junk food will do, chips, crispers, chocolate, whatever you got, for 2 minutes can stop the cravings for junk food. They did so much research on this. Air freshener manufacturers are actually considering developing. Yeah,
having that in your car, like smelling like hot dogs,
or just like something you can smell at home. Be like, oh, I'm really craving pizza. Smell this and be like, okay, I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know. So here's what we'll do. You guys have some crispers in front of you, and you both love crispers, right?
Oh yes, especially barbecue.
Like
too.
No health repercussions. If there were no health repercussions, you'd be killing that bag right now, right?
In a heartbeat,
in under 2 minutes.
Cool. All right. Well, we're gonna take 2 minutes. We're actually gonna give you 3 minutes. So you guys have had your nose in there.
It's been muzzled to Vinny's face for the last 3 minutes.
I actually haven't had one yet, and I haven't had a crisper in a while. And all these memories are coming back.
He was moaning, and he looks like a drug addict right now.
I do.
My pupils are dilated.
This was my kryptonite growing up. I should not have brought this
Okay, so this was our test of this new study. Yeah. What do you guys think? I know before you smelled the crispers, you both wanted to eat them, you said, right?
Yes.
Do you want to eat them now?
I still do.
You do?
I do.
I'm starving.
You want to eat them? Didn't work.
It did not work.
I mean, it's nice. It gives you a taste, and so your brain activity is going off. Yeah, but you know, as long as they're still in your plain sight, it's
but
dangerous.
I make an effort not to have one, though. I'm still going to fight it. Fight the craving.
Okay, well, here's...
Don't give them to me.
here's another tip. You can try it another time, too. To prevent overeating, so let's say you do allow yourself to have the crispers, because you got to treat yourself once in a while. Apparently, you massage the area on the sides of your nose just between your eyebrows for 1 minute. And acupressure experts say that when you stimulate these points, so right between your eyebrows at the top of your nose, it prompts the nervous system to release serotonin, which is a mood-boosting neurotransmitter, and it will suppress your appetite. So if you are going to eat the crispers, do that for a minute. This takes a lot of time, I know. So 2 minutes of smelling the food, then 1 minute massaging your nose.
It would be a lot quicker for me to go across the street to McDonald's and come back with some food.
And you get exercise. So it all kind of works out.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30
on Montreal's Perfect Mix, The Beat 92.5.